Byte, B-Y-T-E, is a tech-driven food business, says founder and CEO Megan Mockry, one that has gone from concept to consumer base in just a matter of months.
We had our first pilot in May, and by the middle of June, we saw that there was a lot of white space here, and so the team was 100% dedicated, and we're already at $500,000 annual run rate, so it's been tremendously well received.
What they're doing is providing and stocking high-tech refrigerated vending machines in which every item carries an electronic sensor label that allows the company to monitor purchases in real time.
Each of our units either is going off of a cell signal or Wi-Fi or hard line in, and that gives us real-time visibility into both the transaction data as well as the inventory levels. We hear all the time from employees that are used to traditional vending that oftentimes the machine is empty or it's not taking credit cards or whatnot. We don't run into those issues. We avoid having an empty machine because we always know what the current inventory levels look like.
That level of digital feedback also enables Byte to offer variable pricing that can be adjusted to the employer's preferences.
You can choose to just have food on site and charge retail prices, or you can say, I want to subsidize everything, take a dollar off of everything, or subsidize everything by 50%. But then let's say you want to support employees that stay late. You can choose to have that variable pricing where everything is discounted by a certain percentage for those that are at the office after 6 p.m. or doing happy hours.
But Mockry is quick to note that what's offered inside the machines is different too. All locally sourced, fresh, and healthy choices.
The three principles that we always look at when considering a new provider is where the ingredients come from, freshness, and then nutrition while being really tasty. So we'll work with everybody from really great sandwich shop like Michael Sourdough or Urban Remedy for their cold pressed juices or Blue Bottle iced coffee. It's food that you really wish you had in your office, but until now, there hasn't been a way to get to it.
Plus, it's an attractive marketing option for those companies.
We present an entirely new channel for them to reach their consumers in an environment where oftentimes you have their undivided attention. This isn't like being in a supermarket or driving past a restaurant. These are employees that are in the building for long periods of time. And when they're looking for something really great to eat, they're heading to Byte to see that. So for those suppliers, it's a great way to get in front of an audience and get their brand out there.
All this ties neatly into workplace wellness programs.
Oftentimes, insurance providers like Aetna or Cigna or whatnot will provide health and wellness allowances that can be used for everything from doing flu shots or getting your employees Fitbits. That can also be used to pay for Byte, which is the option that a lot of our customers choose to use.
In just the second half of this year, Mockry says, Byte has gotten a strong foothold in and reaching out from their home base in San Rafael, and they're already planning further expansion.
Right now, we currently service the North Bay, the East Bay, San Francisco, and then as far down as the Peninsula. Starting in January, we'll be servicing all of the Valley and the South Bay as well.
By the end of next year, she says, the company intends to expand further into an entirely new market. They just haven't decided just yet where they will focus next.
Any metropolitan area with a strong local food scene with consumers that are cognizant of the food that they're purchasing would all be good targets for us.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.